This is not your century.
This is Not Your Century, where we celebrate the news and the news media of centuries gone by. I'm King Kaufman. The assassin of Greece's king seems to have acted alone, and while he is, quote, a crank, he is not a madman. That's the news in the San Francisco Chronicle on March 20th, 1913. King George I of Greece was shot and killed on March 18th as he took a walk in the town of Thessaloniki. It was the custom of the 67-year-old monarch not to have a big security detail as he walked around, and Alekos Skinas walked up behind him and shot him at point-blank range. The king, who had reigned for 50 years, died immediately. Though he had been, in the words of the dispatch, forced to undergo examination in prison overnight, I think we'd call that torture, Skinas hadn't given a coherent reason for shooting the king. He was a former instructor in the medical department at the University of Athens, but he seems to have been living the life of a drifter and a beggar who regaled passers-by with political harangues. History has never determined whether Skinas shot the king for political reasons or for reasons of his own. He died about 6 weeks after the killing when he fell, or more likely, was thrown out of a jailhouse window. A little closer to home, the army announced that it was abandoning the largest military prison on the West Coast. The 400 prisoners would be sent to other lockups, mostly the one in the Presidio, and the army would turn the facility over to the Department of Justice, which planned to turn it into a federal prison. Well, that was a pretty good idea. The main buildings were new, but the army'd been using the place as a prison since before the Civil War, and nobody'd ever escaped. That's because Alcatraz Island was in the middle of San Francisco Bay. The deal didn't work out, though. By summer, it looked like the Angel Island Immigration Center would move to Alcatraz, but in the end, the army kept it and used it as a disciplinary barracks, a different kind of prison. 2 decades later, Tommy gun-toting gangsters like the Al Capone gang were terrorizing America, and Alcatraz finally became a federal penitentiary in 1933. One more note. An assemblyman from Escondido introduced a bill to ban tipping in California. Fred Judson's measure would have made it illegal to leave a tip and illegal to accept one. You might know this already. It didn't pass. Thanks to Alcatraz historian John Martini for his help on this episode. Visit his website to learn about Alcatraz and a host of other historical sites in and around San Francisco. Go to johnamartini.com. Not Your Century is part of the San Francisco Chronicle Podcast Network. Audrey Cooper is the editor-in-chief. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like this show, we'd love it if you'd give it a rating and a review. For great journalism today, consider subscribing to the San Francisco Chronicle, which you can do in both paper and digital form by going to sfchronicle.com/subscribe. Historical research by Libby Coleman. I'm King Kaufman. Talk to me on Twitter at King_Kaufman. We now return you to your century.